Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and we're going to continue in our conversation about lions, tigers, bears, and ants. Oh, no! And it's all about the stress that we deal with in our life. And we're learning that some of these stresses, well, they are unavoidable. And caregiving, boy, does it bring on a host of different kinds of stressors than we ever imagined. We were not born with the knowledge on how to handle these stress-filled caregiving days. And that care falls on us, that stress falls on us, rather, in a very detrimental way lots of times. So how do we handle that stress? What do we do to keep it from eating us up, destroying us? Because let's face it, we've got to be at our best, or as close to our best as we can be, so that we can offer good care for our loved ones. The other thing we need to realize is our loved ones with dementia are dealing with stress, and it's a stress that we might not understand well. I would dare say we don't understand anyone's stress because we're not in anybody else's head, are we? Everyone's stress is different and plays out differently in their body. What stresses you might not stress me, but what is stressing your loved one with dementia might be things that you would never think about. So what we want to do is make their environment as stressless as possible. And one of the ways we do that is reducing our own stress. You know, in third world countries where people are fighting for their rights to live and their ability to live and to get food and clean water, they are fighting lions, tigers, and bears. But we're not in this first world country. So many times the biggest problem we have is finding a parking space close to the entrance to the store because, well, we're just too lazy to walk. You would think with all of the cell phones and computers and iPads and microwaves and air fryers that we have that life would be easier. But did you know that every 2 hours and 11 minutes, a person under the age of 25 commits suicide? That's why I tell you, you don't know the stressors that folks are dealing with. And when you come across your neighbors or even family members, you say, how are you doing? Oh, they always say, I'm fine. They're not. They are dealing with some stuff. And most of the time, I wonder if we actually told people how we felt and what was going on, would they stop and listen? You might want to take that into thought the next time you say to someone, how are you? And they say, oh, I'm fine. You maybe say, no, really, how are things? Tell me. And allow them an opportunity, well, just to do a little verbal vomiting, get it off their chest. It's really good for you. But this way that we live, being so tense and so worked up with all the luxuries that we have in life, there is a technical term for that, and it's one that I have coined, and it's called whacked up. This world is just whacked up. We overreact and we expect life to respond in certain ways. And we think life needs to go back to normal. Life has not been normal since COVID. Life has not been normal since this person became president or since mama died. Life has not been normal. Since grandma got dementia, life has not been normal. Well, I just want you to back up a minute. And I got a little bit of a news flash for you. Life was not normal then. And life is not normal now. It's just not. Normal only exists on television and in a Norman Rockwell painting. That there is no such thing as normal. So we're always adapting and adjusting to what life has to bring us. And that is true in your caregiving journey, because about the time you think you get it figured out, God giggles, and then tomorrow comes and you face something that you're like, okay, this is whacked up. What am I supposed to do about that? I think another thing we do is we put ourselves in situations that we don't need to be in that are stressful. One of the things I think about is someone who calls and keeps you on the phone, and maybe they're complaining and griping at you about things that, you know, they don't have a right to be complaining to you about. And yet you stay on the phone and you listen. Did you know you can hang up? And you can even do it politely. You know, something like, I'm sorry. My doorbell just rang. I've got to go see who's at the door. Or the timer's going off. I'm going to have to hang up. I've got food in the kitchen. Now, I'm not telling you to lie to people. That is not what Scripture tells us to do. But if in so doing you put the flame out of a potentially volatile situation or conversation or event, I think you've done a good thing, because that's a lion, tiger, or bear you don't want to fight, and you don't need it going on in your world. Your world has enough grim fairy tales, as we've talked about, and enough daily news going on, the headlines, to just overwhelm you as it is. The things that you know to be true, and you don't need somebody just, you know, barraging you with negativity. So think about that. If you find yourself walking into the home of somebody that it's a stressful, and not just stressful, but maybe an angry environment, and you just feel the tension and it's unhealthy, you need to leave. I remind you, I come to you from a point of faith, and the scriptures are important to me. And Philippians is a study I'm going through right now at our church. And Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 is something I think we might should dwell on and maybe tattoo it on our forehead. So every time we go to the mirror, we read it. Not really. I'm not getting no tattoos. That sounds painful. But it says, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, think about these things. And in so doing, you help reduce stress in a massive way. And there are other things we can do that will release stress. And we're going to talk about those in our next exercise. Boy, that was just a slip there, because we're going to talk about exercise, but in our next episode. And I hope you'll join me for the next episode of Let's Talk Dementia. I got to learn how to talk. Blessings and smiles. Bye-bye, you guys.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.